Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Burger me up, burger me down, burger me all around town, flapjack. Welcome back to Bombing with Eric Andre, the podcast where I talk to friends, comedians, musicians, and others about their worst bombing moments on stage or in public. I mean, we've all been there. I talked to the burger scholar, George Motz, about his time bombing when he was in the New York music scene, and of course, juicy, delicious beef burgers. As always, please subscribe to the podcast to get new episodes every week. Rate it 5 stars. And on Apple Podcasts, subscribe to Big Money Players Diamond to get exclusive clips plus ad-free episodes weekly. Let's get into it.
Bombing. Bombing with Eric Andre.
How did you become the king of the burger, George?
It was an accident. It was a complete fluke.
What happened?
The short story was that I was looking for something to do in the documentary film world. I worked in television commercials, get a little bit bored, and I decided to start making a hamburger documentary.
You didn't go to like culinary school?
Nope.
I thought you were like, you went to Cordon Bleu University or whatever the fuck it's called.
You don't have to do that for hamburgers, that's for sure. I made it up. I made the whole thing up myself 22 plus years ago.
Wait, so were you looking for the best burger, or you were trying to, what was the purpose?
I was just trying to find great hamburger stories.
Why were you trying to find great hamburger stories?
Because I was trying to make a documentary no one had done before. No one was talking about the hamburger 22 years ago at all.
Okay.
Nobody. Hamburger was like something fast food crap you ate at McDonald's or whatever.
Right.
Or it was something you made in your backyard. No restaurants were really serving great ones back then at all.
Oh, this era of like the gourmet burger was non-existent.
Yeah, it didn't exist. I wasn't trying to do anything. I was just trying to tell stories about people who had hamburger restaurants.
Uh-huh.
Very simple, like slice of life stuff.
Uh-huh.
The stories about the hamburger as equally as it was about the people who were making them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, fun American stories.
Uh-huh.
And ended up sort of snowballed into this weird, 22 years later, here I am talking to you.
Wait. So, and then you started making hamburgers yourself or dissecting them?
I got to the point where I had told a ton of stories, and my agent said, you should probably write a cookbook. You know a lot about burgers now. And I said, well, I don't really know how to make hamburgers, but you know a lot about them. So I said, okay, I know the histories. I could figure this out. And I started making hamburgers.
Shit.
And that was it. I went on the new show, whatever it was, almost 10 years ago, to talk about hamburgers. And they say, what hamburger can you make in 4 minutes and talk about it at the same time in front of a crowd of 200 people? And I said, the Oklahoma fried onion burger.
Yeah.
And that was it.
The brilliance is the simplicity.
Yeah.
I think Conan O'Brien always would say, if you overthink, you start to stink. And like as soon as you get too heady or intellectual, you lose the crowd. Art and creativity is primal. It's not intellectual. It's not for a fucking stuffy professor to break down. It has to speak to people's hearts and their organs. It doesn't have to speak to their intellect. It has to speak to all their whole body.
Yeah.
So I think like that's the brilliance of what you do. I love fucking hamburger. I'm craving a fucking hamburger.
And hamburgers are fantastic.
Yeah, they're fucking delicious.
We did a hamburger shoot yesterday, and the first thing I could think of when we were done with the shoot is I want another hamburger.
Okay. What's the worst bomb you've ever experienced? The worst failure in your career, or not even in career, it could be in a personal life kind
That's
of
a good question.
Kind of fall on your face moment, or
literally fall on my face. I was in a band
okay
in the 90s. I had the greatest time. I always said to myself, if I could just be a rock star, I'd be happy. You know? It would have killed me eventually.
Yeah.
But way back then, I drank way too much. I got really, really hammered before I went on stage every single night. It was like, that was the thing.
What we all got drunk. Drink whiskey?
Whiskey and beer together and some other weed. So it was a problem. But I would get on stage and I was in my own zone. I must have sounded, to my mind, I sounded great.
I
was the guy in the band who was a little flashy. And I would do these jumps. So I was a big fan of Pete Townsend and The Who, and I would try to get air.
Uh-huh.
And I was successful at timing air all the time. Uh-huh. And one time, I literally went straight up in the air and came back on the drum kit and crushed the drum kit. And all I remember was being in the air and then looking up at the drummer saying to me, he looked at me and he says, "What the fuck, Moats?" And then I heard someone on the microphone say, "We're going to take a short break and rebuild the drum kit and get back here."
Did you break your back? Did you fuck your back
up? I was so fucked up.
You're hammered.
I was so hammered. I don't know what. I think we took a break. We may have gone back. I think we may have gone back on stage like an hour later.
Were you drinking straight whiskey or like cocktail?
I was just stupid drunk. I think there was a girl in the bar.
Jameson out of the bottle kind of thing.
You know, we were in a bar. So at that moment, I promised the band, and they were pretty pissed at me.
Yeah.
I mean, a big crowd and everything. I would never drink at work or on stage again. I haven't. So that's the good, that's the good thing.
Bummer.
So I get drunk after work. I don't get that. After that, I was like, I couldn't do it anymore.
You know what pairs nice with whiskey and beer? Cocaine. It goes really well. You're talking about burger condiments?
Right.
That's a condiment that pairs really nicely.
Get some good air there.
That's amazing. What about just any documentary making failures or any frustration? I can't imagine making docs because somebody told me, somebody ran a doc film festival I was talking to at a coffee shop. They said the average doc takes 7 years to make or something.
Those are like the pros. Pros are spending a lot of time and have a lot of money to do that. I never did that kind of stuff. I spent 2 years working on that, my first hamburger documentary, but that was just because I had a real job and I was doing the whole thing on my own.
Yeah.
But I ran this thing for years and we still actually have it, but the pandemic kind of killed it. Something called the Food Film Festival. What we do is it's a regular festival that takes submissions, but only food films.
Yeah.
And then we select films based on what themes we see, and then we have nights that where you show a bunch of films about a certain type of food, then you serve the food to the audience while they're sitting there.
Yeah,
but little pieces of it, little tease. Like if
that
it's
sounds
a,
fucking amazing.
Yeah,
when's that happening?
Well, it usually happens every October. We canceled the last couple of years because of the pandemic. We haven't had the guts to bring it back, but it's a fantastic idea. But we did it for years, and we at our peak. We were actually getting a proclamation from the mayor.
Okay.
And we were at the Tribeca Cinemas before they tore it down, unfortunately. And there's a kitchen there. We were ready to go in the kitchen, ready to go. And the Encel system went off, which, you know, the fire suppression system sends all this dust, white dust, on all of our food. And the mayor's about to walk in. Now it's a 3-alarm fire. FDNY is in the house.
Oh,
and we're trying to figure out how to.
What happened?
It was an electrical fire.
So it was an actual fire.
Smoke. It was only smoke. Tons of smoke in the building. We're trying to figure out how to get rid of the smoke, how to get rid of the FDNY before the mayor shows up to give us a proclamation.
Oh, fuck. That sucks.
That was wild. We almost lost everything at that moment.
Did you recover? Did you serve any food?
We did.
Did you toss all the dusty food?
What was left over, we had friends in the neighborhood who took all of our food and cooked it and sent it back to the festival for us. It's only because we have one person. We have a crazy producer. The only guy who could have pulled that off. So
that's fucking insane.
He's insane. Yeah,
that's a movie. That's like a Marx Brothers movie or something. It's like a Three Stooges plot or something. It's like I Love Lucy when she's on the conveyor belt.
Totally.
With fucking chocolate.
Oh yeah.
Like you had to go to outsource the food to like friends in the neighborhood that were like cooking furiously.
Yeah, we did. We had a food truck. Two food trucks pull up on the curb and start cooking for us. And other friends at a hamburger restaurant down the street supplied us with 1,000 hamburgers.
That's fucking amazing.
Amazing.
It's like a Benny Hill.
Like
Yakety Sacks.
The best part was that the customers never knew. They had no idea.
They had no idea.
No
That's
idea
perfect.
Was happening.
That's perfect. It's like
it all happened a half an hour before doors. I was so relieved we got completely hammered after. And I remember there's a picture of me somewhere.
I think there's a trend with you. Your relationship to work and booze.
And what I've done. But I remember I took the proclamation, which is, if you know what a proclamation looks like, it's like, you know, it's like...
It's like a Dead Sea Scroll or something?
Right. It's like a frame piece of art.
Uh-huh.
And I had my lanyard. I hung it off my lanyard like Flava Flav. This huge...
How's your clock?
And walked around with this proclamation.
That's amazing.
with Eric Andre.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
With Eric Andre.
What is the guide to the layman? What is like the key to a successful hamburger? What do you avoid? Is there like a list like don't do this, this, and this? And is there like a try to do this, this, and this?
Yeah, well, the big one everyone hates to hear, which is just to get ketchup off your burger, for starters.
Unless you're off your burger.
Yeah, unless you're combining it with like a sauce, like a mayo or mustard or something. Ketchup directly on a burger patty is one of the worst things you could do to your burger.
Why is that?
Because it's too sweet. And it masks the beautiful flavor of grease, beef grease, which is very important, I think. And one other thing is just keep it simple. People screw up all the time and do not keep it simple. They put too much crap on there. They go nuts. They're all going to truffle this and whatever. No. You don't need that.
Yeah. So are pickles and onions okay?
So onions are the first condiment ever. That's okay. The original condiment. Before there was obviously ketchup or anything else. Before there was even cheese. Onions predate cheese by almost 50 years, believe it or not, on a burger.
Okay.
Onions for sure. Pickles for sure. Mustard is a great condiment on a burger.
Can I mix mayo and ketchup? That's okay.
Totally, yeah. Okay. I like barbecue sauce on a burger.
Okay.
It's not ketchup.
What is the history of a hamburger? Does it have anything to do with Hamburg?
Yes, it does.
Is it from Hamburg, Germany?
So Hamburg, Germany, yes, the port town of Hamburg, Germany.
Is that where it started?
There's an idea of a hamburger. It's called a Hamburg plate, a steak in the style of Hamburg was served on a plate and eaten with a knife and a fork. That came from Hamburg.
Yeah.
When it came to the U.S., of course, the Americans made it portable.
Okay.
And that's how it became
How
Hamburg.
Old is it?
It goes back, we don't know exactly, but we have an idea that goes back to somewhere in the 1880s.
1880s. Okay.
1880s. They're the earliest written piece of information we have about the hamburger is 1894.
Is hamburger named by Americans to be like, hey, these Germans are bringing these things from Hamburg? Or was it named in Hamburg as hamburgers?
No, it was actually named in the U.S. as steak in the style of Hamburg. And it was actually named in New York. So if you're from Hamburg, Germany, you're a hamburger.
Okay. All right.
It's one of the
really hungry right now.
It's one of the earliest ethnic foods in the U.S. Actually, think
interesting.
About
it. Hamburgers.
Yeah.
And then, do you cook it in? I don't know how to make a hamburger at your level. Is it like cooked in tallow?
But wait.
Animal fat.
My level's not that high.
I think you're. I think you're being humble.
My knowledge is high.
I think you're being humble.
Anybody can do this.
Did you do it in tallow, or does it just cook in its own fat or what?
Its own fat.
So its own fat. So you're going to put you put butter on it?
But butter burns too fast.
Well, no butter.
Yeah, the best thing to do is to take some leftover tallow, which you have, or just a hamburger. If you have a nice seasoned pan, you put a burger in there, you're gonna, and it has enough fat in it, you're going to create the perfect cooking environment for a hamburger.
Okay.
Every single time.
And where do you get your, I don't know what's your like secret, so I don't want you to have to say anything. You don't have to answer anything you don't want to, but where do you get your meat? This is just for my own personal journey. I'm going food shopping after this. I'm following you home. Following you to Whole Foods or whatever. Do you have like a secret meat source?
So I do use a supplier in New Jersey called Schweid & Sons. And I'm only throwing the name out there because they supply all the Five Guys in the country. Uh-huh. And they only do one thing, which is ground beef. And that's it. That's why I use them. They're fantastic. Also, they're one of the only companies that actually sell retail 75/25 ground beef. Which sounds, oh, yeah, whatever. What the hell does that mean? Or why is that important? It's because it's a higher fat content than any other beef out there. And fat is flavor.
So it's all about the fat.
Yeah.
That's why. Do you put salt on the burger, or is the fat
only
enough?
Salt. Salt. as a cooking element, yeah, but not as a flavor.
So they're simplistic. The beauty of them is their simplicity.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now that I'm fucking starving, where should I order a burger from right now? What are your burger recs? Besides yourself,
Burger GPS right here.
What is your what?
A little bit of a dead zone right here.
Really? What are your favorite New York burger spots?
I like the simple ones. I like J.G. Mellon. I'm a big fan of J.G. Mellon.
J.G. Mellon.
Love J.G. Mellon because it's a simple burger. You know, I actually like a lot of controversy, but I like Corner Bistro. But Corner Bistro, you have to go at like 2 o'clock in the morning when they're really cranking out burgers and making great burgers.
Corner Bistro. Okay. J.G. Mellon, Corner Bistro. What about Minetta?
Minetta's great. I love Minetta. It's a little expensive. It's the only problem I have with it. Though it is a great, if you can afford it, hey, it's a great tasting burger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm fucking starving.
Me too now. Thanks. Thanks.
You're right before lunch.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad I had peanut butter toast.
What is your drink of choice? I'm a bit of a cocktailier.
Me too. I love cocktails. I like Jameson, actually, was my whiskey of choice. But I also like, I love rye. I don't drink bourbon. I drink rye. I have a lot
so
of
you're a whiskey guy. I'm a whiskey. Rum guy. I'm a big rum guy. I mean, part pirate.
Of course I love rum.
Yeah, it's fucking good.
I like Dark and Stormy. I have to admit it. They taste better when you're in the islands, though, unfortunately. But I also love beer. I'm a beer guy. I love beer so much.
I don't drink beer typically unless I'm in the islands or Thailand. There's something about being sweaty.
Yes.
And swampy and on vacation and near a body of water.
Yeah.
That beer is like delicious to me. But when I drink in my normal life, beer fills me up too fast.
True.
Rum and rum cocktails, I'm part pirate. I fucking love a daiquiri.
Oh, I love cocktails. I love making cocktails.
Yeah,
it's fun. I kind of picked up the whole cocktail thing about 4 or 5 years ago, and I can't stop now.
You ever do fat washing? You ever fuck with that?
No, I have not gone that far.
Okay, I'm going to take you to a fucking, there's a bar that does all fat washing, clarified punches.
Mm.
So they'll put like tallow olive oil or
bacon
avocado
fat.
Oil or brown butter or bacon fat, and you put it in the freezer with the booze overnight. It's about like 4 to 1. So it's like whatever, 4 ounces of booze, 1 ounce of animal fat.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in the freezer overnight, agitate it, put it in the freezer overnight, get all the fat out of it. And what it does, it takes all of the bitter agents out of the alcohol.
Ooh.
And it infuses flavor. So like you do bacon fat whiskey.
Yeah.
You remove the fat the next day. The fat, all the tannins in the booze and everything that makes booze bitter attaches to the fat. You discard the fat. And then you have this like delicious, velvety, crystal clear. You put it in coffee filters over and over again.
Wow.
You strain it over and over and over and over again. And you have this delicious, velvety, clear, flavor-infused spirit. And it's the best. You have to really drink it. When I fucking talk about it, people are like, what the fuck are you talking about?
It sounds like a lot of work.
I know. I sound like Neil deGrasse Tyson explaining a cocktail. But when you drink it, you're going to be like, fuck, this is the best. Talk to Benny about it. Benny will convert you.
Sure.
I converted him and he will convert you.
There you go.
Or we'll just drink some of it. I'm off the side. I'm doing an ayahuasca retreat. I can't drink it right now.
Oh, okay. Good for you.
I'm doing a liver detox.
Sorry to hear that. I mean, good to hear that.
I wish alcohol was good for you. I wish it was filled with vitamins and not poison. Because it's really fun.
It is a lot of fun.
It makes the demons go away for a little bit.
Yes. Yeah.
They always come back to haunt me.
Haunt me with Eric Andre.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
With Eric Andre.
Anything you can think of, like the worst show you've ever seen? Just anybody tank? This is a hard one to answer.
That's people a tough one to answer, yeah.
People don't always have an answer, because yeah. Most shows are fine. Most shows are fine.
Yeah, but I don't want to throw anybody under the bus. I've seen a lot of bad shows.
Yeah?
I'm a huge fan of live music.
You can protect the innocent. You can make a fake name, but it would be more intriguing if you said the real name, but I won't put any pressure on you.
Let me think
about
that.
Is there any like historic bump? I've seen a lot of comedians bomb. I've seen comedians like get bottles thrown at them on stage.
So that's so tough. That's a tough job, man.
Yeah,
I would not want to do that. Sorry.
No, it's not a good idea.
No, it's like acting, and then there's comedian. It's like there's a whole different world out there.
You
right?
are on stage with just a microphone.
Yeah,
convincing strangers to stop talking to each other, quiet down, pay attention to you, and laugh out loud.
Yeah.
And you're a complete stranger. So you have to convince them instantly that you are likable and they want to be on your side and that you're funny. It's very
tough.
It's a pain in the ass. And I wouldn't wish it off my worst enemy.
And you're still doing it.
I'm still doing it for some reason.
Let's just keep that why. Clear. Yeah.
I mean, I wish I was an oligarch or something so I could just retire and live on a tomato farm in Italy. But
you'd still go back to it. All these guys go back to it, right?
Yeah,
it looks
it's a sickness.
It's a sickness, right? You still go back. I mean, like even Seinfeld went back to it, didn't he?
We did not get enough hugs from our dad. I think that's all it is. Our dad didn't play catch with us, and now we have to burden the world with our bullshit.
There you have it.
Yeah. With our observations. Gives a shit.
I can't think of a band. I'm sorry. I cannot think. I'm trying to think. I love music so much. The ones I have seen, it's just not even worth bringing up that are not good. I saw Pixies and Weezer together. It was a great show. Weezer did a great show. Pixies also did a great show, but you could tell that Frank Black was pissed off.
Oh, no.
There was something wrong, man, because he was pissed. He was the opening act, I guess, and we're all in the audience.
Well, I mean, he should have figured that out ahead of the tour.
right, exactly.
Went on first.
That's what I said. I was like, what's happening? It was great to see him, but it was like, I feel bad. It was like not really a great show, unfortunately.
Like, how was he being, he was being curmudgeon
he
in between?
He was yelling at people in the audience. And, you know, it was like literally, which is normal for him. It's like, but just not, you know, you could tell he was not in a good mood.
Yeah. Yeah.
It rubs off on the audience.
Yeah. Okay. That's a little tough.
And Weezer came out and everyone rushed the stage. I'm sure he saw that, you know, and it probably didn't help.
Well, fuck, man, come on. Like, you know, we're all, I mean.
Interpol.
Another champagne, bro.
Interpol.
How was that?
That was actually, I saw them also bomb at a show.
I forgot about them.
Yeah.
Interpol. What happened?
They seemed like they were not playing together. They were not. They're on stage fighting with each other.
Oh.
Yeah, so not with us, just with them.
They were fighting. I would live to fucking see that. Smashing Pumpkins used to fight on stage.
That's true. They
brawl on stage. Screaming matches on stage.
I'm partially deaf because of a Smashing Pumpkins show at the Garden, for sure.
Oh, fuck.
For sure.
It took a few years off your eardrums.
Oh, they're ringing right now.
Sucks. That's rough. That's rough. Beastie Boys took the Bad Brains on tour with them, and Bad Brains, HR for Bad Brains, took his mic stand and bashed somebody in the face.
I remember this. Yeah.
Yeah. The boys were like, "You're off the tour. That's a major liability. You can't do that. You can't assault the audience." Like, we're getting into a lot of trouble here.
How about the fact that Beastie Boys opened for Madonna? Do you know that?
Yeah, back in the day. I just read the Beastie Boys book.
Oh, you did. That's amazing, right?
Yeah, what a concert to catch.
I didn't.
What a moment in time, the Venn diagram of Beastie Boys and Madonna fans. I met Madonna recently.
Oh, wow.
And I played Truth or Dare with her and some other folks.
Yeah.
And
I saw that. I did see this.
Okay.
Yeah, I did. Yes. Good.
And it was very intimidating, but it was very, I mean, she's a legend. And she goes, "What's your name?" And I went, "My name's Eric Andre." She goes, "Do you know my name?" And I went, "Madonna Ciccone." And like, everybody's like, "Oh shit, you said her last name." Everyone's like, "Yeah." She kind of liked that I knew her last name. She was like, "Oh shit!"
But didn't somebody dare her to go on tour, and she did?
I was like duped into a PR stunt, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like eating dinner next door. This guy was like, "You want to go play Truth or Dare, Madonna?" And we were all like, "Fuck yeah!" And then a few comedians I was with, they were like, "Why are there cameras everywhere?"
Oh, there you go.
I don't know. It's Madonna. And then I saw a few comedians slink away, and I was like, "Oh, yeah." But yeah. Whatever, it's Madonna.
Good stuff.
It's Madonna. You got to play Truth or Dare. Slightly. You got to look back on your life, be on your deathbed, and go, "I played Truth or Dare with Madonna."
Exactly.
Whether it's a PR stunt or not.
No, but the PR stunt of the cameras, right?
It gives a shit. Everything. Life's a PR stunt. Life's one PR stunt after the next. I don't know what that means, but George, what you got coming up for us, my man?
I'm opening a restaurant.
Okay. What's it called?
It's called Hamburger America.
Where's it going to be?
Soho.
I live in NoHo.
There you go. Soho to NoHo.
Hamburger America.
Yeah, okay. Which is also the name of my book. The original film that I made, the documentary film, is also called Hamburger America. This is called The Great American Burger Book.
Can I eat your hamburgers?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm
definitely there.
Food.
For sure.
You'll never get rid of me. I'm a parasite. George, thanks so much, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks
for having me.
Bombing with Eric Andre.
Bombing with Eric Andre is brought to you by Will Ferrell's Big Money Players Network and iHeart Podcast. Executive produced by Han Sani, Olivia Aguilar. Edited and sound designed by Andy Harris. And our art is by Dylan Vanderberg. If you want to confess to your own bombing moments or give us a shout out, go rate us 5 stars and drop a review on your podcast app of choice. Write about your own stories of bombing at life. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, you can also subscribe to Big Money Players Diamond to get exclusive bonus content with every episode and listen to all my episodes ad-free. Bye-bye!
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.